At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Case study for Christina. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. Ascendant in First House, Gemini in Punarvasu Nakshatra. First Pada, Navamsha Aries, First House. Natal chart expression, outer self, Gemini in Punarvasu First Pada. Christina's outward identity is shaped by Gemini rising, a sign of intellectual curiosity, dual perspectives, and communicative adaptability. With the ascendant falling in Punarvasu Nakshatra's First Pada, her personality is further colored by themes of renewal, return to source, and philosophical resilience. Punarvasu's deity is Aditi, the mother of the gods, symbolizing nourishment, safety, and boundless potential. The First Pada, mapped to Aries Navamsha, gives this nakshatra a dynamic, action-driven flavor. Christina presents herself as mentally alert, quick-witted, and perceptive, with a tendency to seek patterns, meaning, and continuity in chaos. Externally optimistic and resilient, she bounces back from setbacks with a sense of purpose, even if emotionally bruised. Curious, but more purposeful than playful, thanks to Aries' influence. Someone who communicates not just to explore, but to act. However, this combination can also indicate a personality that sometimes overcorrects or overinitiates in the name of stability. Subtle tension between intellectual ideals and instinctual action, which may lead to internal misalignment between what she says and what she feels compelled to do. The outer self may project brightness and flexibility, but her motivations are rooted in finding security through motion and restoring inner coherence after disruption. Navamsha Charption, inner self, Aries First House. The shift from Gemini, Mercury ruled, to Aries, Mars ruled, in the Navamsha reflects a deep internal difference between how Christina appears and who she truly is at her core. Internally, Christina is fierce, independent, and mission-driven, craving autonomy and forward momentum. Built for personal leadership, trial-by-fire evolution, and primal courage, regardless of the diplomatic appearance her Gemini rising suggests. Tasked with learning how to channel internal fire without sacrificing external harmony, this Aries soul wants direct experience, bold initiation, and self-definition, even if her Gemini mask tries to please or remain mentally neutral. Integration, communication, action, and resilience. Outer expression, Gemini Punarvasu First Pada. Friendly, hopeful, and composed in discourse, but beneath the surface, there's a desire to restore what's broken, to heal what's been scattered. Inner reality, Aries Navamsha First House. Warrior-like, determined, focused on self-leadership and authenticity through action. Core conflict, outer adaptability versus inner assertion. May struggle between pleasing others through speech and honoring her inner call to act decisively. Karmic lesson, to integrate the mental maturity of Gemini with the soul purpose of Aries, where words serve action and action is aligned with truth. Summary of ascendant synthesis. Christina is a soul wrapped in paradox, a communicator who craves silence, a thinker who acts instinctively, a harmonizer driven by fire. Her life journey demands she reclaim her identity, not through explanation, but embodiment. She's not here just to observe or intellectualize. She's here to lead, initiate, and restore. Her evolution depends on how authentically she can live out her inner Aries flame without letting the Gemini mask talk her out of it. Case study for Christina, Natal to Navamsha, Nakshatra Pada Analysis, Third House, Rahu, Mars, and Moon in Leo, Magha and Purva Falguni Nakshatra Padas. Rahu, 3rd house Leo, Magha Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Taurus, 2nd house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Rahu in 3rd house. Rahu in the third house gives an intense push towards self-made success, skill dominance, and fearless communication. In Leo, this desire becomes theatrical. Rahu here craves influence, validation, and dominance through expression. Placed in Magha Nakshatra, Rahu adds themes of ancestral identity, power inheritance, and entitlement through legacy. The second pada, Taurus Navamsha, roots this in material stability. This Rahu doesn't just want to speak, it wants to own the narrative. This manifests outwardly as a compelling speaker, driven to prove their worth through talent and visibility. An individual who may over-identify with their voice, lineage, or intellectual superiority. Karmic pull toward using influence over siblings, media, or performance as a means to secure lasting value. Navamsha expression, Taurus, second house. Inwardly, Rahu in the second house. Taurus Navamsha shows the soul is fixated on emotional and material security through speech, aesthetics, or stability. Christina's karmic craving is to own her voice and values, but she must learn that real power comes from substance, not style. Mars third house. Leo, Magha Nakshatra, fourth pada, Navamsha Cancer, natal chart expression, outer self Mars in third house. Mars in the third house boosts courage, skill, and self-assertion. In Leo, Mars is bold and eager to express dominance. In Magha, this energy becomes dramatic, king-like, and fueled by personal pride and family karma. The fourth pada, Cancer Navamsha, brings an emotional tone. This Mars is not just aggressive, it's protective, moody, and reactive when pride or emotional safety is threatened. Christina's external action style shows assertive speech, fierce sibling dynamics, and potential verbal clashes. A protective streak over her family name, heritage, or emotional truths. Tendency to push ideas with intensity, but sometimes masking insecurity beneath authority. Navamsha expression, Cancer, fourth house. Internally, Mars expresses through emotional loyalty and domestic defense. There's deep karmic involvement in family roles, and the soul is learning to channel emotional reaction into nurturing protection, not control. Moon, third house. Leo Purva Falguni Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Virgo, 6th House. Natal chart expression, outer self, moon in 3rd house. The moon in Leo gives Christina an emotionally expressive and creative disposition she feels through performance, creativity, and presence. In the 3rd house, moon governs emotional style of communication, making her expressive, perhaps poetic or persuasive. In Purva Falguni, the moon becomes romantic, indulgent, and pleasure-seeking. The second pada, Virgo Navamsha, adds analytical caution to that emotion. This suggests a love for refined communication with a need for both elegance and precision. Emotional waves that are stimulated by aesthetic expression but judged by inner perfectionism. Likely mood swings triggered by overthinking creative or relational interactions. Navamsha expression, Virgo, sixth. In Navamsha, Moon in Virgo in the sixth house indicates a soul that processes emotion through service, responsibility, and emotional duty. She is learning to serve others emotionally without losing herself, and may wrestle with subtle guilt, performance anxiety, or fear of emotional inadequacy. Integration, voice, action, and emotional karma in the third house. Rahu, Magha second pada, Taurus Navamsha, outer ambition for influence via voice, inner craving for emotional ownership of values. Karmic risk of ego building through speech. Mars, Magha fourth pada, Cancer Navamsha. Outer drive to dominate expression, inner mission to protect emotional truths. Needs to balance expression with empathy. Moon, Purva Falguni second pada, Virgo Navamsha. Outwardly charming and poetic in speech, internally anxious about being emotionally correct or useful. Summary of third house synthesis. Christina's third house is dynamic, complex, and karmically loaded. Her speech, communication, and sibling relationships are tied to legacy, emotional ego, and deep self-worth themes. Externally, she appears expressive, authoritative, and driven to influence. Internally, her soul is learning to anchor this voice in authenticity, service, and emotional intelligence, not just status or applause. This house teaches her that the loudest voice is not always the truest, and that influence must be rooted in inner calm, not outer dominance. Case study for Christina, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. Fourth house, Venus and Sun in Virgo, Chitra Nakshatra, first and second padas. Venus, fourth house Virgo, Chitra Nakshatra, first pada of Leo, fifth house. natal chart expression, outer self, Venus in fourth house. Venus in the fourth house brings aesthetic sensitivity, emotional refinement, and a desire for beauty and peace in domestic environments. In Virgo, however, Venus is debilitated. Here, love becomes analytical, conditional, or filtered through critical lenses. In the home space, Christina May. Seek control over environment through tidiness, perfectionism, or routine beauty. Feel emotionally unsafe when things are disorganized or emotionally unpredictable. Express affection through service, correctness, or caretaking rather than spontaneity. Chitra Nakshatra adds a powerful theme of constructive beauty, inner dissatisfaction, and karmic design. The first pada, Leo Navamsha, adds fire and pride, leading to a graceful yet self-conscious form of emotional giving, romantic ideals rooted in admiration and loyalty, but wounded by perceived imperfection, either in others or herself. Karmic memory of misplaced emotional pride or aesthetic entitlement, now being balanced through emotional discernment. Navamsha expression, Leo, fifth house internally. Venus in Leo in the fifth house reveals a soul that deeply yearns for creative self-expression, love-based validation, and romantic respect. She is proud, emotionally regal, and innately artistic, but must learn to balance inner romantic fire with outward emotional restraint. Her soul wants love that is noble and visible, even if her outer personality appears modest or careful. Sun, fourth house. Virgo, Chitra Nakshatra, second pada, Navamsha Virgo, sixth house. Natal chart expression, outer self, sun in fourth house. The sun in the fourth house represents selfhood anchored in home, roots, inner identity, and emotional security. In Virgo, this sun is detail-oriented, discerning, and service-driven, but it also carries insecurity around worthiness and recognition, especially within the family. In Chitra, the sun seeks to build identity through refinement, discipline, and aesthetic order. The second pada, Virgo Navamsha, enhances critical perception, leading Christina to be deeply self-monitoring in matters of self-worth and domestic role. Struggle with feeling unseen or unacknowledged in family systems, especially if perfection wasn't met. Carry karmic pressure around being the perfect child, emotional fixer, or invisible caretaker. Navamsha expression, Virgo, sixth house. In Navamsha, sun in Virgo, sixth house indicates a soul that is working through service karma, humility, and self-worth through effort. This sun doesn't seek the throne, it seeks improvement. Internally, Christina is oriented toward emotional repair, daily responsibility, and proving her light through usefulness. Often uncomfortable with leadership unless it feels earned through labor. Healing a deep wound of not being emotionally acknowledged, especially when she's been functionally dependable. Integration, emotional roots, self-worth, and relational refinement, Venus, Chitra first pada, Leo Navamsha, outwardly reserved but inwardly romantic and prideful. Craves artistic validation and noble love. Balances aesthetic loyalty with emotional precision. Sun, Chitra second pada Virgavamsha, outwardly modest, inwardly hard on herself. Identity tied to usefulness, repair, and earning light. Balances service with self-acceptance. Summary of fourth house synthesis. Christina's fourth house reveals a refined but karmically burdened emotional foundation. With both Venus and Sun in Chitra Nakshatra in Virgo, she brings a soul history of trying to perfect love, self-worth, and family dynamics, but often at the cost of her own emotional ease. Her outer emotional world is measured, critical, and loyal, but inside, she desires creative warmth, love that inspires, and recognition without proving. This house reflects the soul of someone learning to forgive her inner child, express her light without perfection, and open her heart to love that is imperfect but true. Case study for Christina, natal to Navamsha, Nakshatra Pada analysis. Fifth house, Mercury in Libra, Swati Nakshatra, third pada, Navamsha Aquarius, 11th house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Mercury in fifth house. Mercury in the fifth house reflects a mind oriented toward creativity, speculative intelligence, romantic playfulness, and intellectual self-expression. In Libra, Mercury gains diplomatic charm, balanced reasoning, and a flair for artistic or literary forms of communication. In Swati Nakshatra, Mercury becomes more independent and fluid, often detached but extremely adaptable. The third pada, mapped to Aquarius Navamsha, adds a cool, abstract, and futurist lens to her mental function. Christina's expression here is intellectually sharp with an edge of social idealism, drawn to creative pursuits that also serve a collective or moral agenda. Playful yet measured in romantic communication, emotionally responsive, but filtered through reason. This nakshatrapada suggests a karmic legacy of past intellectual overattachment or social dissociation. She may have once been the voice of reason in spaces that demanded emotional nuance, or vice versa. Now she is learning to reconcile mental independence with personal intimacy. Navamsha expression, Aquarius, 11th house. In Navamsha, Mercury shifts to Aquarius in the 11th house, revealing that Christina's inner mental self is aligned with collective vision, future planning, and group-minded intelligence. Internally, she craves connection through ideas, but prefers networks that are ideologically or ethically aligned, rather than purely social. Processes thoughts with scientific objectivity, even in emotional settings. May internally struggle to express personal vulnerability in group contexts, opting for detachment or analysis. This placement also reinforces a karmic pattern of past intellectual elitism or emotional distancing in community structures. The soul is working to blend individuality with universality, to offer intelligence not as a shield, but as contribution. Integration, romance, creativity, and collective intelligence. Outer Mercury, Swati Third Pada, Libra and Aquarius Navamsha. Intellectually charming and persuasive, Christina uses mental fluidity to navigate romantic and creative dynamics, but often seeks deeper alignment through ideals, not just emotions. Inner Mercury, Aquarius 11th house. A visionary thinker who internally values truth, future-minded logic, and egalitarian impact. The inner voice is cool, structured, and struggles with messiness of emotional chaos. Core conflict, a romantic and expressive surface layered over a mind that seeks control through intellect, may appear emotionally available, but inwardly she is always analyzing and future mapping. Karmic lesson, to allow creativity and love to flow without over-intellectualizing them. Mercury here is meant to bridge emotional joy and societal vision, not substitute one for the other. Summary of fifth house synthesis. Christina's fifth house Mercury indicates a refined communicator whose natural creativity is both entertaining and ideologically tuned. With Swati's independent air and Aquarius Navamsha's cool detachment, she speaks from a place of mindful autonomy, often choosing intellect over impulse in love or art. Her journey involves learning to feel her thoughts and think her feelings, letting emotion and intellect dance rather than compete. When she aligns her personal creativity with collective ideals, she becomes not just expressive, but transformative. Case study for Christina, Natal to Navamsha, Nakshatrapada analysis 9th house, Jupiter and Ketu in Aquarius, Purva Bhadrapada and Dhanishta Nakshatrapadas, Jupiter 9th house Aquarius, Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 2nd Vamsha Taurus, 2nd house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Jupiter in 9th house. Jupiter in the 9th house supports natural dharma, ethics, and spiritual expansion. In Aquarius, Jupiter's wisdom becomes progressive, abstract, and reform-oriented. Christina's beliefs are likely to be forward-thinking, humanitarian, and influenced by collective principles, not tradition. Rooted in an interest in higher knowledge through social change, science, or philosophical rebellion. Shaped by the need to challenge conventional systems while still craving a structured inner truth. Purva Bhadrapada is a nakshatra of intense idealism, spiritual paradox, and metaphysical sacrifice. The second pada, falling in Taurus Navamsha, gives this Jupiter a grounding instinct. It seeks stability and belief through tangible expression or results. This suggests Christina expresses her spirituality or worldview through grounded humanitarian ethics, valuing what brings peace, beauty, and sustenance to others. A karmic need to integrate visionary thought with earthy practicality, especially when teaching, guiding, or mentoring. Navamsha expression, Taurus, second house internally, Jupiter in Taurus in the second house shows that Christina's soul values ethical security, financial clarity, and spiritual values that nourish material life. She is internally oriented to build belief systems that are sustaining and real, not merely intellectual. K2, 9th house, Aquarius, Dhanishta Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Scorpio 8th house, natal chart expression, outer self, K2 in ninth house. K2 in the ninth house often indicates a past life steeped in religious, academic, or cultural orthodoxy, now leading to a spiritual detachment from formal belief systems. In Aquarius, this detachment is even more pronounced. She may appear spiritually open, yet resistant to labels, hierarchy, or ideological control. Dinishta is a nakshatra of rhythmic mastery, societal leadership, and structured wealth. And the fourth pada in Pisces Navamsha gives this Ketu a dreamy, dissolving edge. This creates an outward personality that is skeptical of gurus, institutions, or belief-based authority. A tendency to quietly distance herself from teachings she once devoted herself to, often feeling that no single system truly holds all truth. Karmic memory of public spiritual leadership, now rejected in favor of solitary or nonlinear growth. Navamsha expression, Scorpio, 8th house. In the Navamsha, Ketu shifts to Scorpio in the 8th house, a deep karmic placement tied to psychic pain, transformational detachment, and mystical withdrawal. This placement suggests that internally, Christina's soul is exiting intense lifetimes of occult involvement, spiritual trauma, or abuse of sacred power. There is a residue of past life vulnerability around hidden truths, betrayal, or unspoken oaths. She is drawn toward mystical insight, but is simultaneously wary of its cost. This placement often leads to a preference for internal, silent transformation rather than outward philosophical discourse. Integration, Dharma, Wisdom, and Spiritual Unlearning, Jupiter, Purva Bhadrapada Second Pada, Taurus Navamsha. Outwardly, Christina teaches and believes in structured freedom, idealistic visions grounded in real-world impact. She values spiritual integrity that feeds the body as well as the mind. Ketu, Dhanishta Fourth Pada, Scorpio Navamsha. She has walked spiritual corridors before, now she walks them again, but silently. Detachment from guru-led paths. Inner self prefers transformational solitude over communal rites. Summary of Ninth House Synthesis. Christina's ninth house houses both Jupiter's hope and Ketu's spiritual resignation. While she outwardly carries the grace and wisdom of a progressive teacher or reformer, inside she withholds her full belief from any single path. The soul is still healing from old betrayals or overwhelming metaphysical intensity. This combination leads to a mature, grounded spiritual identity that gives without preaching, guides without controlling, and seeks truth through personal evolution, not dogma. Her dharma is to be a quiet light, not a guru, but a wise bridge between the visionary and the real, the known and the unseen. Case study for Christina. Natalta Namshatra Pada analysis is 11th house, Saturn in Aries, Ashwini Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Gemini, 3rd house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Saturn in 11th house. Saturn in the 11th house affects how Christina experiences gains, friendships, networks, and long-term aspirations. This placement often brings delays or karmic filtering in fulfillment of desires, especially when in Aries, where Saturn is debilitated. In Aries, Saturn's discipline conflicts with impulsive action, producing a cautious or self-doubting approach to ambition, resistance to quick gratification or group enthusiasm, a life path that favors slow, tested, and refined gains over rapid success. Ashwini Nakshatra is the first of the zodiac known for its quickness, healing drive, and impulsive initiative. However, Saturn in this fast-moving field feels restrained, burdened, or left behind. The third pada, mapped to Gemini Navamsha, introduces an element of mental calculation and flexibility. Together, this shows that Christina feels responsible for others in group settings, yet struggles with asserting her own goals, may experience karmic guilt around ambition or competition, preferring to observe rather than lead. Has to work harder than most for peer support or material gain, often because she expects more from herself than she allows others to see. Navamsha expression, Gemini, 3rd house. In the Navamsha, Saturn lands in Gemini in the 3rd house, emphasizing structured communication, measured effort, and karmic lessons around self-expression. Internally, this Saturn feels safest when working alone or in silence, especially in skill building or mental mastery. Has karmic wounds around being unheard, misunderstood, or dismissed, especially in early environments. Seeks control over voice, speech, or mental output, only expressing when fully ready. This placement also highlights a soul that may carry past life suppression of expression, perhaps as a scribe, servant, or silence contributor, now learning to reclaim voice without fearing its impact. Integration gains expression and earned confidence. Outer Saturn, Ashwini Third Pada, Aries in Gemini Navamsha. Cautious ambition, delayed reward, and deep personal standards. May feel isolated in groups or question her value among peers. Inner Saturn, Gemini Third House, soul level lesson in owning the voice, developing intellectual mastery, and learning to assert oneself after lifetimes of restraint. Core conflict, a desire to contribute and be recognized versus a fear of premature exposure or rejection. Karmic lesson, to understand that delayed gains are not denied ones, and that the strength of her voice lies not in its speed, but in its resonance. Summary of 11th house synthesis. Christina's Saturn reveals a slow-growing but resilient path of self-worth through contribution. She may not resonate with crowds or popular trends, but her soul knows how to build enduring wisdom and impact quietly. Her life rewards her not when she rushes to be seen, but when she commits to mastering what she wishes to share and dares to speak when the silence is no longer aligned with truth. Her highest gains come from mature communication, long-term vision, and service that emerges from inner clarity, not outer urgency.